up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. This is your boy, Fetty J. And, of course, you know,
I'm just
a background person in the scene, but you got the ladies that run the whole show. Let them know who they are. Let them know.
Yo, yo, it's your girl, Desi. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I hate her.
Why don't I see his kitty voices, though, Angela?
And it's your host, Model Angela. Hi, guys.
Model Angela. Hi, guys.
What's up? I was wondering who was doing these freaking voices. Like, what the heck? I'm not a person to host this stuff. I was so confused at first. Like, who the heck is that?
Y'all childish in real life. But hi, guys. How are you all? I wasn't here last week.
We're just peachy.
I'm doing fantastically well, my ass.
Awesome. That's just wonderfully awesome. Okay. What is it, Sadie? You sound like you want to say something.
No, I'm just saying so. I'll just lead you. I'm leading into you saying so.
Oh. Okay. Well, welcome to Glitz and Glamour, guys. Number one. Two, tonight's topic is, do you compromise with your partner too much? And it was actually like a couple different ways we wanted to word this. So it's pretty much just basically over compromising with your partner. So sometimes you'll think it's healthy, but if you do it too much, in my sense, it will become overwhelming and unhealthy for your relationship. But that's something we'll get into later. So what's new?
What is new? Well, my sister's last name is new as a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you did say she had to go through it. Congratulations to her.
Yeah,
wait a minute,
I'm saying her name
is actually new. You hear me? I'm over here like, her last name new? My bad.
Like,
sorry.
She had a slow ass. Everybody gets a slow ass. That was yours. You're fine.
Y'all have been working forever. I'm sorry. My blonde moment. Forgive me.
Yes. Everybody gets one a day. You get to get a slow moment one today.
Mm-hmm. So, Angela, how was your work? I can't say your vacation, but you was work. You was busting your butt. How was work?
Yes. Work was exhausting, I would say that. I did 2 days at South by Southwest. It was fun. Of course it's fun, but it's just a matter of, like, all the walking and promoting and socializing with different people, but you always make one to connect. And then I worked the other 5 days, 14-hour shifts at the SWAC basketball tournament in Houston at the Toyota Center, which was very fun as well. And 4 of those days I actually worked in Houston. And
yeah, we had fun terrorizing people.
Yeah, 5 days on your feet for 14 hours is like, let me tell y'all, my feet was hurting. It was hurting so bad, it hurt me to look at people walking heels.
Yeah. Angela.
It was that real.
So
I got a question for you, Angela, as far as during that. Were you there that day, one of the days you were there, were you there that day where that guy was driving crazy and hit people?
Oh, yeah.
No. I was not there that day, actually. That was, after I was already gone, I left Austin Monday night.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, guys, I got to ask her if she saw it. So, lucky you were out of harm's way, because that dude was doing the most.
Mm-hmm. They say he was drunk and trying to get away from the police and ran straight into some pedestrians, like real life.
Like, he was doing it on purpose, too. That was another piece of the puzzle I got, that he was doing it all on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I guess he thought if he was going towards them, people would get out of his way and the police would stop coming, but that clearly was not the case.
Mm.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard that it was a riot during, like, South by Southwest, like they rushed some artist performance or something like that. And it was like the artist provoked them to do the riot or whatever. Like, it was like some show, some artist show that everybody wants to get into, but they weren't letting any more people in. So they said whatever the artist did caused everybody to pretty much, like, bum rush the security to get into the performance. So I don't know who the artist was. They said it, but I don't remember. It didn't sound that important.
So did y'all see that Facebook post saying that the 13-year-old or some young kid killed his dad because his dad wouldn't let him go to a Boosie concert or something? I didn't know Boosie was that serious.
I've been telling people. I've been trying to tell y'all. Everybody got to be hating. I let them know.
No. I love Boosie. I rock a Boosie. But knock him on my mouth? Nah, I love Boosie. Can't even do it.
Yeah, and I said it before, it's not Boosie that drives, it's the fans. Like, what's up with the dumb shit that people be doing? Like, in the name of Boosie. Like, y'all be saying, it's obvious, if y'all listen to Boosie music, y'all want to act the fool, or when you, like, now this thing. So, it's like, it's always hard to escape that because it's not necessarily him, it's the goddamn fans.
True.
Boosie is cool, but I'm just not no ride or die free Boosie fan. Like, that's just not.
Yeah, not this guy. I'm not saying front.
I can do without him. But no, have y'all been hearing on the news about the guy that shot the boy that was in his daughter's bedroom? She asked, her daddy asked her, did she know the guy? And she lied and said no, but actually she did know the guy. You heard about that?
But
like,
why the hell would you say no? And you clearly see your daddy with a gun in his hand. Like, come on now. He's very serious.
That's
right
what
now.
I was saying. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way, but they're like, why would she lie, though? Like, clearly, and her daddy should have known, like, she knew him. Because, bro, you butt naked, girl. Like, for real.
And
I
was like, I think the daddy knew. He just used that as the damn excuse for shooting him. Your daughter's a hoe, sir.
Yeah, because they were saying that people just moved over there like a week ago. So if you got a man in your bed, a little dude in your bed after a week, clearly you're a 304, and you was a 304 before y'all moved to that house. And your
daddy knows. They kind of say it's like a racial thing because of the fact that he was a Mexican and she black. But I don't think that should be even a factor. But why, though?
Why? They work hard to take care of their baby.
Well, that's true, too. And she could actually wind up married and, you know, be good. But for real, like, I don't think that's, like, a racial thing, though. Like, for real, if you think about it. Like, he didn't break in your house. Her window is not busted open. Like, I just understand, like, why would you kill the boy? I don't understand.
I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's just a dad being a dad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's crazy. I just have to say that. But no, did y'all hear Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta, whatever it is? She got a single out. I don't know if y'all heard it.
I haven't heard the single, but I heard that she has a single.
I haven't heard. I didn't hear neither one, so just now. Newsflash.
Okay,
yeah,
I think everybody
on
that is
tomorrow, right?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Really?
Yes. Like, I think she's saying, if I'm not mistaken. When I seen her do that audition, she, like, could sing, like, you know, for church or, you know, Black History Month, PTA program, something like that. But I don't really see her having a career as an artist. No hate, no shade, but
I don't know. I heard the single is called Flatline, if anybody want to go real quick and listen to it while we're discussing it. It's called Flatline. In my opinion, just me, I know every artist have a different tone, so everybody don't sound like Beyonce or Kelly Rowland, but she did okay for her and her voice. For me, will I be a fan? No, I'm sorry, darling. I won't be, but, you know, maybe I will be.
Oh, so basically what I'm taking from this is the song made you flatline.
I didn't say that.
That punchline made me flatline.
I didn't say that, Sadie, but, you know, Touche.
That's what I'm catching from it. You ain't saying it, but your body language is saying it.
Say.
Yeah, I also heard, like, with Portia, like, she got, like, the worst end of her deal with the finalizing of her divorce.
Who?
Portia and Cardale. Like,
I was going to say, no, I thought the crazy girl had the bad skin on the show. I'm really way off over
it. It looked like
some horrible skin.
Yeah. But yeah, like she got absolutely nothing.
Like
they say it's a lot because she didn't have
a
kid.
That's crazy.
Oh, I'm giving a shout out to Susan. We talking about Real House of Atlanta. Shout out to Mama Joyce. That was fun. That was a fun show, and I had her on here a couple of weeks ago. She was hilarious.
I could not deal with Mama Joyce if she was my mother-in-law.
Yeah, Mama Joyce
my
got,
mama.
Mama Joyce a little too much. Some mamas you might get stuck every now and then, but some people, that's why I don't like when people in a relationship. They don't know how to check their parents. Your parents need not to be in our relationship.
That's true.
Yeah. She is all in that relationship.
She's talking about, girl, I'm going to drag you. And instead, I told Kim, yeah, I would have told Kim, baby, I'm going to let you know now. I'm going to go smash your mama.
Your background.
Yes, the background is off the chain.
That's funny. What happened? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
What happened?
I don't know.
Somebody's background is extremely ratchet.
So, yes. I'm making an announcement, too, let people know. Also, during the topic tonight, which, again, the topic is, do you compromise if you're partnered to the point you forget to please yourself? And we're doing this all goddamn week. Every fifth caller that calls into the show will get a digital copy of the new issue of Human Canvas magazine that came out yesterday. Woo-woo. And then everybody who wins a copy of the digital copy, a digital version of the magazine, gets entered for a chance to win. And it will be awarded on Monday, which is the Life at the Dust Live 5th Anniversary Package, which includes a print copy, a Human Canvas, a print copy of BX25 Vixens magazine, take an autograph poster of Model Angela and an autograph poster of T. Marie. So it pays to listen and call. So, yes, that's all. Decided to make that general announcement to get that out there and let people know, hey, you know, today it pays off to call. So you call in and you're the fifth caller. That's what's going to happen.
That's what's up. Well, that's a good look. I like that. Hold on one time.
Everybody loves that.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Hey, let me tell you about that Maya Angelou poster in case y'all didn't know. Yes, they got the gray duct tape. It's definitely a poster worth getting, so don't waste your time. and if you don't win it, you can always go buy the poster. So don't cry if you don't win. You can always go buy it.
And I hope there's no more than five of y'all who want to buy it, because that's all I have left. There's like five posters.
That's it.
So five it is. Will a new poster be coming out this summer? Maybe, maybe not. But we shall see.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, put that poster. I already got the spot where your poster's going on the wall. It's already been picked. Like, it's going to go right there. Yes, it's going to be inspiration in the morning, so yes, but we got it together.
I'm just not about to do city right now.
On that note, I guess it's music break time. We're going to play, how many tracks are we going to play? Is it one or two?
Two.
Two, all right. All right, so we got On the first music break today, we got a track by Fast Domino and a track by Chronic 45. So y'all sit right there. Don't move anywhere. We'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour. Yeah, baby.
I got water for sale. Got a few bricks, I got a house for sale on foreign land that needs renovation, you know what I'm saying? Shout it.
Look, I'm trying to get it all since I never had it. The shoes is Bally's, the cars is automatic. The money under the mattress like another mattress. The mattress over the money get a lot of action. All these back from Saxville, they gon' think I'm Brad Pitt. I'ma need a bad chick, she can be my actress. Live fast, die young, I'ma need a fast whip. See, I only rock LeBron's when I'm in the Fast Six. That old money make a nigga feel like he magic. That new money make a nigga feel like a draft pick. See, no money be making all the haters mad sick. Ain't no laughing to the bank, I'm tryna be mad rich. I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. They know me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man.
I got a truck parked on South Main with a million bottles, shawty. Brazilian and wavy. Got Plan B pills on me. Get them on the way out of the club.
Money used to be funny like Martin Lawrence. Now we pushing foreign. And every time we in the club, we be very important. And every chick that roll with us look like she Gina Waters. My partner's like Cole and Tommy. Look, hustling don't always mean that you moving kilos. When you money making mix, stay away from Rico. We used to be hungry, but now we paid in full. Cause see, I feel like we made it, but we ain't made enough. I wake up, say a prayer in my true religion. How many 4 for 20s until we can reach a million? See, they say you lose your woman when you chase the money. But every woman I know want a nigga that keep it coming.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. They know me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. See, I can sell the water to the shore. Got a scheme to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. White the and a beanie like I'm Hustle Man.
Counting money, huh? What you need, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can get it for you. You need time to pay me, but ain't nobody got time for that.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. They know me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man.
Y'all got me confused, Marcel Byron. I'm Hustle Marcellus. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Pick up the pieces.
Me baby bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me you flip it off. Wine and set it off. Them young girl you highlight. top that young girl ya high. Wine for me baby, shake it, go down from the ground, cock it up and vibrate it. The way how you move every man in amazement. You're hot and you're blazing, smoking like craving. A plus number one, are you rank, are you status? Mesmerize, are your body girl favors? Some other girl I try of course, but are you 45 in dust? Are you of the kind of wine way I like? Wine for me baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you feel take it off. Wine and send it off, them young girl ya I like. You are the kind of wine way I like. Wine for me baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you feel take it off. Wine and send it off, them young girl ya I. You're cute in a face, your body no crawny. Me wa deal with your case, girl, climb up on me. Come sit down for me chair, make me fling in the gear. You are ride all night, I and I run out of air. Girl, wine and bubble and brace the palmy. When you nibble for me here, that make me honey. If the cocky start hurt, you fit tough enough. No, but I try much to love them, the style no mad me. Are you a the kind of wine way I like? Wine for me, baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you fit take it off. Wine and send it off, them young girl, yeah, I like. You are the kind of wine way I like. Wine for me, baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you fit take it off. Wine and send it off, them young girl, yeah, I. Wine for me, baby, shake it, go down from the ground, cock it up and vibrate it. The way how you move every man in amazement. You're hot and you're blazing, smoking like craving. A plus.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, he is stupid.
Get your life together.
He is so stupid. Every time I hear that part, I just die laughing.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Who even says that? Anywho. Y'all, I just, on the music break, I took time and watched Ice JJ Fish dance video again.
That's my boy, man.
He childish in real life. Mm-hmm. And I just want to let
you
know.
He was on Tosh.0 like a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah, I heard. Like, don't he, like, bring people on his show who have, like, popular, like, YouTube videos and stuff, like, remake their video and different stuff like that?
Yes, he met, oh, God. Like, when he did that, oh, God. Yeah, he always bring people that, well, it's just YouTube. I'm not sure if it's just YouTube, but it's always, and for most part, it's always like, it's like redemption. Like, they always do some crazy tactic to kind of redo what they did before, but do it in a better way.
Yeah, I should take pictures out of there. But anywho, on to today's topic. Fanny, please.
I was going to ask a side question today's topic. I said I was going to ask y'all. How was y'all second DJ day?
Yeah,
I didn't have one. Sorry, but I did get my feet rubbed. I was tired. I went to work. What? You gotta wait.
Yeah, babe, I'm not about to play.
And I'm not about to play with him.
What? Okay. I gotta get y'all. You damn right. You gotta talk about this day last Tuesday.
I need y'all to get y'all life all the way together. What?
I was a complete fail on BJ and Steak Day, and I'm proud of that. Do not judge me.
You
give me a rain check.
But you know what? For real, I couldn't even participate either. But let me say something, though, because I know I was the main one that was, like, going in on last Tuesday.
Yes, you were.
Really
you was making Ramona every 5 minutes.
Look, yes, I put it on Facebook. Wait, hold on, wait. Fellas,
please don't get mad at me. I promise I got a good reason why. Let me tell you what happened.
Unless you had a story.
Every time a story starts off a day, you already just break yourself up.
So serious. Oh, here we go. He was at work. He didn't get off until like 3 o'clock that morning, right? So what happened is all last week I was doing straight doubles because my coworker was on vacation and they couldn't find nobody to work the PM shift. So just out of respect for me and my schedule, he wasn't bugging. Because he was tired, because I had to get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. He got off at 3. You know, I don't mind. But the crazy part of it all is, for some reason, the neighbors, his neighbors, either downstairs on the first floor or the second floor, was having crazy sex, yo, like, for real. Like, the head boy was banging. Remind you, I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He just got off at 3. He was tired and sleepy. So he wasn't tripping about the steak to be there. Because let me tell you something. I couldn't afford that steak because, you know, I don't have no food stamps. And I don't know nobody that's selling food stamps. But, baby, let me tell you what I did, though. Hold on, fellas. Let me tell you what I did, baby.
But she can afford it, but she can't afford that BJ, so keep going.
So I fixed mean okra and rice. Baby, let me tell you that, baby. When I tell you that okra and rice was on point, baby, let me tell you something. All right, that doesn't even matter. Because he said, well, I thought I was supposed to get a steak. I said, baby, I can't afford no steak. But that okra and rice, though, let me tell you, it was on point, though. Yeah. That was my March 14th night. But don't be mad,
though. He
should have
been like, this ain't no damn steak.
I know, he did say that.
He didn't get no steak. He didn't get no steak. What?
I know, that was horrible. I know, but see, I couldn't afford
it. Hold on. I want you to think about something you just said. You said the neighbors downstairs was having crazy sex. Maybe y'all should have tried to outdo them so y'all can ignore it. Maybe that's what that was a sign. That's what you were supposed
right
to
there?
Be doing.
Nobody has time.
Okay, you all right, Sadie J, but he was just being considerate. That's the one that I got. I think, you know, all men ain't like that. They'll just steal it and take it. But he's just very considerate, the fact that I have to be at work. Because I have to do a double the next day.
You get to sleep eventually.
You know what, Sandy? I'm not going to play with you because don't nobody want nobody vandalizing their vagina.
Hold on, so let's see. We got Angela saying no. Did you participate in the second BJ day, man?
No. No, my
damn, none of you. What? Oh yeah, that is crazy. I was really close to participating, Lord. I was working on it. I was almost like R. Kelly. I see you running through that open door. So close.
I know. I feel so bad now. Because I really was like promoting it like all on
Facebook. I was sharing it on Facebook. My brother was laughing. He said, what, it's a date? You know, so I was doing the most, sharing it and everything. So.
I know, I let y'all down. Damn. But guess what, though? Just like Valentine's Day is not just that one day, steak and BJ Day ain't just that one day.
Oh, God.
Baby, y'all can get it anytime.
I ain't going for it. I knew to call y'all out on that today. I wasn't going to forget. Y'all thought I would, but it was on my agenda. I said, I'm going to make sure I get y'all and make sure I call y'all out on it today. And I did.
He tried it. He called y'all out. Y'all ain't shit.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That wasn't my intentions, but, you know.
Yep, Desi, it's all your fault.
I know. I feel it, but baby, that open rice was good though. Let me tell you.
Get off this damn open rice.
Girl, look, let me tell you. If I tell you,
fuck that
steak, that open rice is like on point.
So the question is, if you don't do good on steak and beans every day, does that mean that he gets to slack on Valentine's Day next year?
Hell no.
I knew that was going to be the answer. I knew it.
But the focus is not just that one day. Valentine's Day is every day. Steak and BJ Day is every day. It's not just that one day. Y'all get blowjobs all the time.
Ain't nobody buying steaks every day.
I don't even know nobody got stamps. Look, girl,
if we listen, if anybody listening has stamps, please contact us via email. Y'all trying to send them.
I'm trying to tell you, for real.
You should do like me. You got to do like your boy. You got a price match. See, you got a price match, you've been good to go. Price match,
no.
You know, you could maximize your spending.
I want to eat name brand groceries, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody tell us what our topic is today, y'all childers.
Yeah, so a topic for today, because I know y'all saw that come at y'all out of left field. Today's topic is, drum roll, fake-ass drum roll. Do you compromise with your partner to the point that you forget to please yourself? That's real. So, who came up this week? Who came up with this week's topic? Because this is pretty interesting.
What? I missed the whole thing.
Do you compromise with your partner to the point that you forget to please yourself?
No, not at all. I'm too selfish.
Of course, we know. Sure, we know. Like an asshole.
And he knows I'm selfish, so he know better. He know that ain't going to happen.
Let me be the one to say that Houston does no compromise at all.
And I'm rude. I can only hold my tongue for so long.
Can I just say something, though? Go right ahead.
Go ahead. That's what
I'm
going to come
up with this topic.
Huh?
And the reason why I came up with this topic is because I had conversation. Yeah, okay, everybody know I work with a lot of guys. And most of these guys are married. And for some reason, I'm always the devil's advocate at work because I'm always, I'm the type of woman. That's not me. Like, petty, that's childish and catty. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, who does that? The thing is, at this topic, it's kind of like when you're in a situation and you want to do something, and your significant other hinders you from doing it because of their selfish and needy ways. Why is that? When it's so clearly you're not compromising, you're not having your me time. Take that advantage and have your me time while he or she is away. You know what I'm saying? But instead, you want to be needy and, you know, selfish and keep him or her all to yourself.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's how people get bored of each other too quick.
Exactly. Because, and the thing is, especially when you're married, and I know Houston Reed could talk about that because she's the only one on the show that's married. But when you're married, of course, eventually, that's till death do us part. That's a long time. And a lot of people don't take the vows seriously. But when you do and you let that marinate, for better or for worse, sickness and death do us part, that's a long time. So what you have
that's
to
why
do
you get
is,
life insurance so you can knock them off.
What you do is you have to make sure that you get the equal balance and each partner, each individual have that me time.
to step away from themselves for a few minutes, just for a few hours or so from their partner, make sure you get your me time. And then
you
make
get
sure
your
selfish time. And make sure, yeah, but at the same time, it's like you're going to get bored because your life becomes a routine. They always talk about that at work. Your life becomes a routine. It's a routine. It's a routine. You know what to expect every day. It's boring. It's nothing. It's for excitement. It's you know, I don't have time. We got kids. Got this. Got this. So it's like, why not compromise? But because of selfish and needy ways, it don't go that way. So that's why it's a question tonight. And I really want a lot of callers to call in, married and not married, to give their opinion on the situation.
Okay. And callers, maybe you call in, please, first one. I do see some people in there, but please, first one. I don't want to open your line. You get all quiet. You're like,
I didn't want to talk.
So, first one, you want to speak. I see you, but I need visual confirmation before I open up your line.
Did you say visual confirmation? Yes, I need visual confirmation because
you already, it's like whenever I can, the twist board, every time people want to speak, they have a bit of a little question mark next to the line that let them know, hey, ooh, I want to speak. So, yes.
Okay. Well, while we waiting, do anybody have anything to say on the topic?
It depends on the person. Because sometimes you don't, it's not that you compromise too much sometimes. It's sometimes you kind of, it just depends on the type of person you deal with. And so, you know, if it's a real bossy person who's not willing to compromise, you'll find yourself being the person to compromise most of the time to make something work.
I think
and then you will,
what
you
will
go crazy. And eventually you go to the brink of going crazy because you compromise too much. But on the other hand, but when your person is willing to compromise with you, you know, and you're a person that's always willing to compromise anyway, that things go a little.
But y'all talking about two different things. You saying compromising as far as give or take. She saying compromising like, I need my own damn me time. Like, y'all, we just on the same page.
Okay, so let's just get clarification on that. What do you mean by the topic?
See, Angela,
is it just strictly about
the
me time, or is it about compromising, period?
Me and Angela was going back and forth on this topic, on how to word it, how to go about it, and it was like, we couldn't get it. It was too worried. It was just literally like too worried. It's like, what I'm trying to get to the point of it is like, if you're in a relationship with someone, married, not married, and just let's just say for an example, so everybody will understand what I'm talking about. I don't want to talk about compromise. That's not what I didn't want Angela to put that in there, but it's cool that she did because we can touch on that too because it can tie into what I'm saying. But what I wanted to focus on is the fact that I'm in this relationship and I give 100%. This question is really for like women, but I'm a like, okay, I'm going to try and make it to where it's like on football parties, but I'm giving my 100% and I do everything for my girl, everything for my guy. And for some reason I'm forgetting about me and that opportunity when I want to do something for me, I can't do it because it's like, I'm losing on one end because she's like, well, damn, well, you don't want to stay home with me? Well, damn, well, why you want to go hang out with your partners? You don't want to be with me tonight? And it's like, okay, well, damn, fuck it. I ain't going to go to my partners. I'm going to stay home with my dad.
Fuck him.
But see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of girls don't think like that, and that's what I was trying to tell my coworkers. Like, really, who does that? Like, take your me time, girl. He want to go with his partners. Chill, drink your wine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she don't want that. She's like, well, you don't want to be, you know, and it's the same thing. If a nigga in the refrigerator leave that little bit of juice in the damn container and the girl go in the refrigerator and say, well, damn, nigga, why you still, you know, why you didn't want to drink the rest of the juice? Why would you, what you think I'm going to do with that? So what he do? He said, okay, babe, okay,
okay, it's cool. All right, whatever. Because he don't want to argue. So vice versa, he drink all the juice. He didn't leave nothing in the container. This time she said, well, damn, nigga, what, you don't think I'm thirsty? You don't think I want something to drink? So what you do, you know? So what, you think it's just you in the house that's thirsty, whatever? He said, okay, babe, no problem. Because he don't want to argue. He gives you his juice. Like, why are you doing that? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's going to be a little impulsive. He did that because he's still like, damn, we arguing about a corner of juice. Girl, go buy some more damn juice. You ain't going to argue about that. And the girl just said, oh, I'm not going to go out with my friends. I'm going to send you as stupid as ever. And if you get a ring, I'm goddamn it, be surprised. Like, come on, I cannot stand females that don't make a move without they nigga on chicken with their nigga. That gets on my nerves. I am married. My husband ain't going nowhere. And whatever I want to do, I'm going to do. I do not ask him, babe, can I go here? I mean, I might want to invite you that I'm going, but if you say no, I'm still going if I want to go. Like, that irks my nerves. I can't stand a female that don't do nothing unless her nigga goes. That's on my nerves.
Exactly. And that's
what I'm saying.
Crazy.
A lot of people not like that. But I respect that because you still do you. Like, you still have your time or whatever. I mean, as a woman of it, I am guilty of, like, putting myself on the back burner for my dude. Like, I am guilty of that.
One of the worst things that goes along with this y'all talking about, one do this to hang out with, like, we'll go out to go to a club. We're going to network. We're not going there to go screw a bunch of chicks, right? And this chick, she always want to be a tag. She was always trying to be a tag along. First of all, because I was driving the car, so I had a reason, like, why the hell she always jumping the car? So she always trying to be a tag along and roll. And don't realize sometimes, especially when the person stays with you, sometimes they go out and about like that. It's time for them to get away from you because you're going to go crazy and not want to deal with each other because you're always around each other and you never give each other a break.
Exactly.
And but here's what it is, we're going to the compromise, where it ties to the compromise thing. But when she was like going somewhere to go with her friends, she didn't want him to go with her. So that doesn't make any sense. You can go with us to where we was going to, but when it comes to you and your friends, he can't roll with you. So that goes to the whole thing about compromising. Like, that goes to what y'all talking about on both ends of the spectrum, what the topic is kind of going into, about the
right.
Me time and also about willing to compromise, willing to see each other eye to eye and meet in the middle. You can't say one thing and you get shoot all the cheat. You do one thing, but then when it comes to you, you don't do it yourself. You're not practicing what you preach.
I can understand the girl going with the dude when he with his friends. I did go with my husband. When he go with his little hood rat friends, I go too. That's fine. But, right, he's not going with me and my friends. It just doesn't seem... When you go with your homegirls, you're like...
It's a double standard.
Some girly
it's a
stuff.
Double standard.
No, it's not. Because, like, I would rather hang with dudes because they're not as messy as females. Dudes are real laid back and chill, you know. So if a girl wants to go hang with her dude, it's fine, it's understandable, cool. But if a dude like, hey, babe, I'm going to the nail shop, I'm going too. A dude don't want to go sit there. He could be glad you're going with his partner, so he ain't got to go.
That's one thing. If he is the one driving, if this gets to a point where you're just impeding your how can I put it? Like you're just putting her off onto your friends and hang, because that's the thing is like, if he's driving, he got the right of way to say, hey, oh, well, she rolling us. When you come with me and you say, hey, I want to go make some moves with you, okay. But then you always got to bring her, like, what the hell? Like, what is the coming to the fact that she has to come every time? So that's the whole thing where it comes to compromising that, yeah, I understand what you're saying, that you're saying because, you know, you go out with your girl, you go out with your dude because dudes are more laid back. But guys need guys' time, too, and not always having to have the girl to come with them. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, she shouldn't have had to cut a role in order to feel like, oh man, okay, I'm bored. We're coming, but it's to me, it's a double standard. Like, you can't if he can't come and hang out with you when you
And here's the thing, especially when you go in the area where you're going to be around other guys, your other male friends, because she usually go out and it'll be a bunch of her male friends that she know going to be there, but she went, oh, well, I want you to come. You know, what the hell? So that makes you look bad.
Okay, y'all both like to say, if this is not couple dating or a family outing, it's no reason for us to be going to hang out together. Like, what? Why do he even want to hang out with you and a whole bunch of girls? That's gay.
Why
do you want your girl hanging out with a whole bunch of niggas? That's like, look at her. That's my new freak. Like, no.
See, when me and Russo do stuff, it's not. Russo don't hang with a bunch of dudes anyway. Because, you know, Russo, he be trying to watch his bed too much anyway. But we go do stuff. It might be he's going to go gamble on dominoes or going to go shoot dice. Okay, something simple like that. But just to be like, oh, I'm going to go play basketball.
Wait,
did
you say go shoot dice?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah. We make a dollar any kind of way, honey. We don't play.
I know that's right.
Get it by any means necessary. Whatever club, we going to do it. But anyway, it's like, I mean, if he going to say I'm going to go play basketball, I'll go and watch him because he's cold as hell. But, like, to be like, I guess also depending on your age. At what point do your men, like, really just be hanging out that tough to where it's like we just two niggers around here, two males, too manly, you don't need to be here. Like, I mean, if he's going, okay, we're going out tonight, guys are going to get drinks, yeah, duh, don't go. But if it's like a normal day, a Saturday, y'all ain't doing enough to go around to the hood or whatever, you can go. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with that. But if you like, oh, I'm going to go hang with my homegirls and your dude, like, I want to go, you only see high school kids doing that. You grown as hell, your man don't need to be with you. I'm sorry.
All day.
With that case, on that note, we'll go ahead and open up the line. I think that's the boy Fat Domino on the line. What's up?
What's good, man?
What's going on?
What's good, Sadie?
Fats.
I wanted to start out by saying, man, I appreciate y'all playing my music. I tuned in last week, and y'all did last week. I'm not sure any other time I didn't listen, but I really appreciate that, man.
No problem, man.
In all my times listening, man, this has been the most entertaining night by far.
Okay.
But,
we try, man.
On the topic, I think I'm different from everybody when it comes to compromise and the way I think. Like, when I think of compromise, especially in a relationship, I see compromise as something two people have an equal part in. Like, if I say I want to have sex 5 times a week, and that includes you, and you like, okay, 2 times a week, and we're like, okay, 3.5 times. Like, that's a compromise to me. Now,
yeah.
I'm in a relationship, and you and I'm doing something that doesn't include you at all, and you're like, Barry, I wanted to spend this weekend, or not even like that, just say, okay, I wanted you to not play basketball so much, or something that I'm doing that doesn't include you, and you say, okay, you want me to stop playing basketball, but that's something I do to work out. It doesn't even include you. Like, I see that as sacrifice. It's a big difference between sacrifice and compromise. Like, compromise is two people having a separate part in something. Sacrifice is saying, okay, I don't want her to look at it or feel a certain way, so I'm going to cut back over here.
So you say sacrifice, it feels
kind of
like, you really want to do that when you think it's a sacrifice to no longer have to do, to no longer be able to do that. But, okay, I get it. I like your answer.
I forgot what y'all topic was last week when I tuned in, but I had something to say, but I couldn't talk at the moment, and I looked up, the show was over.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yes.
We're sorry.
I can answer that question for you now. Let me look.
Wow, do we need to
kill me with that steak and BJ topic. Y'all are insane, man.
Oh, so bro, did you participate, baby? I was
I was working on it, man. I was, but I'm very, I was being picky, and I was about to win. I was like so fucking close.
Oh my god.
Angela, what?
Oh man.
Well, I think what last topic was what it was like. Can men and women be friends, or platonic friends, or something about friends or something?
I'm looking now. It's,
I think it was a part of the relationship.
It's being mean to me while I'm looking. Okay,
wasn't it about the relationships and a title?
The final relationship. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was that.
So what would you want to say about that?
I think it doesn't. And before I get on that, everybody knows that I'm celibate, so don't even go there. About Steak and BJ.
Oh. Okay.
In your face, said it. You forgot he said that. He said that like a couple of shows back, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get my memory back. I can't remember what happened this morning.
But about that, but, about last week's topic, long time ago, I had this friend who I was platonic friends with, and we were, like, really close or whatever. And I think she compared, like, I think she was, like, along the lines of saying that sex, she only had sex with her boyfriend or a dude, which was basically putting a title on us. And my whole opinion about that was, like, compared to the things a person does for you and what they are for you in your life, like, you can't really put a title on that, so it doesn't really define that.
Hmm.
And it's like, I forgot, I think Desi was saying something last week, and I think along the lines, a lot of it has to do with expectations. I know for me, if I say, okay, you're my girl, my expectations change altogether. Like, if you just somebody, I can't be like, oh, you talking to these dudes. Like, I wouldn't even trip.
Right.
But if you my girl, I'm going to be like, okay, you need to watch what you do because you kind of represent me now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a whole different ballgame. So I don't really think it does. It's just how you look at it, and it's like expectations change a lot, so.
Man, you know, you always have some really good information.
Like, he really do, yeah.
He really does. Like, I guess not
for real.
It allows you to think more about and clear some shit up in your head. I'm gonna try that. No, seriously, he be like having deep thoughts, and it's probably because my mind is boggled with fog.
Yeah, foot rubs and all that.
Don't.
Lord
have
mercy.
But I just wanted to call in and let y'all know, man, I'm always supporting y'all. Like, I tried to get some other friends of mine to call in or whatever this week and last week. But I feel like it's a pretty good thing y'all got going over there, man. So
well, thank you.
You better tell him, man, that every time call him, he gets a free download of new it's a human canvas. And then, everybody that wins gets a chance to win a package, which includes, one of the things including it is a autographed poster of Maya Angelou. And I don't know if you saw that poster or not, man, but
Yeah,
it's definitely worth getting.
So if I call back four times, what I do?
I know. I can see that dog. He's gonna keep calling up and calling back. Okay, you
know. That one don't die, but you knew who I was.
I see we got. Oh, look, y'all just snuck in here. Three more.
Get out the phone
and call back. Oh, no, I'm trying to win that, bro. So, yeah. So, we should see. I'll be up. I'm going to go ahead and open up some of those other lines, too. I know you ain't first one, but
I think sometimes some people forget the present one, so I'm going to check them and see if they want to speak. If not, that's cool. All right, so hold on. Let me see. We got, I'm going to say two more callers, and then after that we can go to a music break. Caller from... Man, hello, there it is. They on that turn up. Caller from the 713. What's up?
Okay, they need to turn it down.
Yeah, they're okay. What the hell they're watching? All right, I'm going to put them back on mute.
Bro, come on.
Okay. Put them back on mute. They got too much going on over there. I'll be back to you. So, press one with you on the speak, 713. So they back on mute. So, that counts as call number two. Those that want to know, they just didn't speak, so that counts. Let's see. Profit of 916, what's up?
I wasn't ready.
That wasn't ready, man. All right. But let me make it on me. I don't know how I want it. Damn. Okay. Got another call from the 281. Hurston. What we got?
These people play
281-7.
I'm trying to be nice.
I'm not saying no more than that. All right, so there we go. I'm putting that person back on mute. Press one if you want to speak. Is you for speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, so one more call and then give them that a thing. So in that case, we're gonna go ahead and go to the music break now. I'm about 2 minutes early. Let's see. The next music break is going to include music by Vic D. And then we'll have something else for you, too. So stay right there. And we'll be back right here on Listen Glamour. Yeah.
She say she like it, so I love it. Texting me all day like I can't wait for you to fuck me. I told her, roll up while we ride, and you might just get a prize. I'm flying 59, headed to that north side. I got some hoes waiting on us, cause she like pussy too. Come straight up out them clothes and show me what that pussy do. I got these broads dripping water, and they licking cat for starters. Then I slide in from behind, and she say, daddy, fuck me harder, I'm retarded. Or at least I fuck her like I'm stupid. This a Mac and Hope deal, I ain't never met a Cupid. I'm a flip, a bounce, a motherfucking T. I keep a flip, a toss, a phone full of freaks off the rip. It costs just for me to speak. So hit my line when it's time and that pussy starts to leak.
It's only three things that I need. Pussy, money, weed, tight grill, wet shirt, life out of me. A few things that I know.
That's what every man thinks. Me nuts with a couple bad bras.
What we dream of.
Keep it 100, I do everything the G-Way. Dipping slow, hogging lanes, get my dick up on the freeway, bitch. Recognize who you dealing with. Young and thuggin', and no
know nothing but that pimpin' shit. Fuck all them feelings, I'm just drillin', steady killin' it. I know this dick 100 times better than what you used to dealin' with. I'm a motherfuckin' player, hoe. Slicker than all, got you leakin' by this smooth shit I'm sayin', hoe. I know you never met a nigga like me. Only three things that matter to me. What's the money with? Love, I ain't one.
right. Shoot, God, dang, that ending was long as hell.
No, the beginning and the end was long as fuck.
I was like, okay. Eventually, I'm gonna just start talking. But we're back. Oh man, that was hilarious.
So back on Good to Glamour.
And you know what? Y'all cracked me up with these callers today. They want to be like Casper-ish today. You're like, oh no, I'm so scared. You're talking that too crazy. Y'all can talk, man. We ain't gonna bite you. I promise. You know, I'm about to take my teeth out today, so you get to go.
Oh my gosh. You are so stupid, but. The first song that we played, you said it was by Vic D. What did he say in his rap? He was like, she giving him brain in the car. He going to put his finger up her butt. Is that what he said? Like, I'd be, like, really listening to these guys rap. I mean, like, he said she's giving him dome or something. All I heard was, like, she's doing her thing down there, and it's like he's going to have his finger in her butt.
While she was out getting mad, so you can get amped up, I guess. That's what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to piece it together. You know, come with something that makes sense, I guess.
Okay, because I was like, really? Okay, the finger up the butt. Okay, this is it. I mean, why wouldn't it be like the other way around so she could really get pleasure? I don't think she's getting pleasure with like the whole finger in the butt action. And then it's, I don't know. Because you got to like think about it. Like, I mean, if you're trying to please me while I'm pleasing you, then it should be the other way around. Put your finger in my JJ area, not my butt, right? Am I right or wrong? I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. Why are you? I'm so serious.
Your analysis of the whole situation is hilarious.
Because it's just like, I mean, he put it out there in the rap, so it's like I just kind of, you know.
You was thinking it through. You was like, okay, singing the verse. How does this work? Okay.
Yeah, because the song was like on the Pussy We Nag Hall. Okay, so I mean, let's talk about it. Like, but you talk about.
Okay, I see we got another caller. 713-553.
Yeah. Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy Sly Coop. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening, bro.
Okay.
So you've been listening. You know what that means. If you've been listening, right?
And at first, I want to cut this up. The whole finger in the butt, it ain't the finger in the butt. You put the thumb in the butt. That's that old school trick to make a nut quick. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. Right.
Disconnected line.
Wow.
I had to clear that up.
Go do that, my man. Don't do that. Watch what happens. She gonna do some things. Watch. So put your finger in the butt, and she gonna do something. Okay. Nah. All right. I'll say face, but thumb in the butt. It's not the finger in the butt. That's like some old school stuff. And so, like, look, I'm listening. Like, I'm taking heed. Like, I just wanted to know. I'm glad you talked about it. Like, I need clarity. Cause, like, I've never. What's up, though? No, I'm so for real. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
No, that makes sense. No, that makes sense. It is an old song. Because that's probably what they meant by doing the bird. Like, you're talking about taking your thumb and putting it up on my butt. That's what we're talking about.
That was the first toy song. That really was.
Hey, well, hold on. So before you say anything else, you know that you're the fifth caller, right?
I'm the fifth caller? What does that mean?
He doesn't know what happens. He's a fifth caller. First time y'all give him a hint because he's a fifth caller. Shout out to that. Shout out to her. That being her. That means that you, I'll get a free copy of Human Cameras Magazine. So you, ooh, I will be getting your information and send you that. And also, because you won that, you also get a chance to win, which we'll be giving out on Monday. You get a chance to win a package from the radio show, which includes a print copy of the magazine, a print copy of BA25 magazine, autograph poster of T. Marie, who hosts on Mondays and Wednesdays, and then an autograph poster of Model Angela. So,
shit.
So, yeah,
I'm gonna read and roll up all that shit. Most definitely, mucho gracias. Yeah.
So yeah, you call right at the right time. You like click five.
I had to clear that up one time. I just had to, you know. And then, you know, I don't know if y'all about to jump back to that topic, but you know, I wanted to share my light on that.
Oh no, the top is still open. You talking about compromising?
Yeah. Hey, about that last caller. I don't think he hit that because he ain't say nothing about with the title because you know they ain't black women. You know what I'm saying? A title gonna come with something. You just ain't finna hit that. You know what I'm saying? Unless you bring them sparkly things to the club and the VIP section. That's the only way you gonna be able to get up in that. But you ain't gonna want that, right? Mm-mm. Okay. You ain't gonna want that. Yeah. But yeah, back to this topic. Boom. Hey, compromise. We all compromise. You know what I'm saying? We do that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to focus on you because you can't help no one else till you would help yourself. Yeah. That's your boy Fly. You feel me? That's your boy Fly. That's how I get it. You know, that's how I feel about that. You know, so you know. And it sucks that you know what I'm saying? I forgot who was talking earlier, but you and your man, y'all ain't get to get it in, you know, on that day, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, okra ain't enough. Nigga gonna need some meat, you feel me? I'm gonna need some meat, you know what I'm saying? If you trying to get that meat, I'm gonna need some meat too. That okra shit cold, you know what I'm saying? But you gonna need to put some, like, some motherfucking case of sausage in there, some chicken.
Hey, but did I have to really go into detail? We all black on the radio station. Everybody know what goes in okra and rice. No, I did not go into detail, but I did have all of that in there. But
my stomach was feeling bad. I was like, oh, brother, I'm sorry. My stomach was in pain for him.
But you know what the fact is? If you know somebody that's selling food stamps, then I wouldn't have that problem. I would have had that steak. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm going to go all the way for mine, I want to have the best steak there is. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go, like, half stamping. So if you know somebody that got stamps, then let me know, bro, for real.
And look for it. Okay. I might know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
That knows somebody.
Whatever's up. Yeah, you know, but yeah, I'm twisting one up, you know what I'm saying? You know, anybody want to comment on what I said? No,
Angela, you
inspired? She's still marinating on the putting the finger in the butt, I guess.
No, he's childish. I'm not.
Man, I'm marinating on this vandalizing the vagina. I'm like, whoa, I was like, oh,
she did go in with that. Talk about grandma's vagina. She was going in.
I mean, ain't that what's supposed to happen? You know?
Hell no.
Hell no.
You don't want nobody chewing on your penis.
Oh,
I'm just saying. If the shit don't work out, I believe it. Oh,
wow.
My Lord, y'all mouth. Oh, my Jesus.
It's for like, I'm on a Wednesday show right there. I'm being real.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about virilized vaginas and toilet diggers? What the hell's next? Oh, putting the fingers up the butt? Just get it real.
We keep saying the finger in the butt. It's the thumb in the butt.
Wow.
The thumb, yeah.
The thumb up in the butt make a do what, anything.
Wow.
I just got a working out there for laughing so that thing hard. My soul and stuff just tightened up. Like, Yeah,
you got to say that. You don't want to shit on yourself.
Nah. At this point in time, I was talking about sitting on my ass. I wouldn't say nothing about booty. That's that. Some of the best discussion.
Y'all so vulgar tonight. Oh, my Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. My virgin is.
Did you just say virgin is?
Yep.
Give me a spot of nervous dart and throw it at you right now. Get out of here.
My ears don't know about all this. Why not?
You first of all, I know how married people do. Y'all be acting a fool, especially when you're young and married. You ain't
fooling. We'll be doing a darn thing.
Y'all be doing.
We celebrate.
Y'all not fooling me. I'm not fooling.
Leave that for Beyonce. I'll tell you Beyonce's job, honey. Stick to your radio.
Oh, God.
To my job, for some reason, like this topic, like when you get married, like for some reason, like a lot of things stop when you get married. Is that true? Because I know, like, you married, so you could answer the question. I don't know.
Let me tell you now. I know nothing stops. I still date other people. I'm just lying. Stop when you get married. They was just lazy in the first place, and they probably old as hell, and they probably ain't gonna last.
Ooh.
So how did you keep it? How did you spice it up tonight? So you know once
you
married.
Yeah, I ain't
married,
been married. Oh my Lord Jesus, have mercy. What's today? My anniversary tomorrow. Y'all stop asking me questions like I've been married 50 years.
You've been married long enough, Lord.
Bitch, you sound like a slave. You might have.
I sound like a slave.
Yeah, bitch, I've been married 50 years. What the fuck?
Tell me. No, I said y'all asking me questions like I've been married 50 years.
Y'all
are
cutting up tonight, okay? Y'all
are
cutting up.
No, real talk, because it's the fact that, like, if we're not saying, you ain't got to be naked. There's some people, it's like, as soon as they get married, a couple months down the line, they start asking, before y'all got married, she was giving you DJ, you know, I'm talking about DJ every day. She's getting your DJ every other day. Now she can cut it down in 1 week, then it start cutting out to every 2 weeks, then it cut down to every month, then it cut down to birthdays.
What I say is,
it's like getting real.
Whatever it took to get that person, it's going to be 10 times harder to keep that person. So if you bought me laptops and cell phones before we got married, I'm expect diamonds and cars after we get married. I just knew some bullshit was coming out of that.
I know, right?
Yep.
Yes, honey, yes. Now, for real, to be honest, I'm not a gold digger, but I married a trick. But I knew what I was doing.
Whoa!
You know what? I'm this all the time. He know he a trick. What the hell is that?
That was some Houston. That was some Houston cricket. Some big, big one. Coming at
me. Oh yeah. After me.
Yeah, that the crickets come out every now and then. They sneak out.
Okay, y'all, we gotta go back to the topic. We just so far away from the topic that it's not even funny.
They smoke.
Right, go ahead. Back to the topic. We jump around. We think we have another problem. We jump around. That's a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
Like ADD.
Okay, so my coworker, basically what he was saying, this is their male perspective, the guys in my job, with this topic. It's like a man cannot win without losing with a woman. With things that and I'm speaking of like married. These men are married. The ones I'm speaking on, these nine. I'm not talking about like girlfriend, boyfriend. But for some reason, it's like, damn. Like, if I go home and clean up the whole house and cook and just do everything, she don't have to do nothing. So when my baby get off work, like, all she got to worry about is just taking her bath is already ready, and she can just lay down and chill. The kids at their grandma's house, so they don't have to, like, she don't have to worry about nothing. He laid it out for her. And for some reason, this woman, his wife, is still going to find something. That's why I say in a situation, I'm always like the devil advocate because it's like, that's ridiculous. Like, your man did all of this and you still find something. You still selfish. You still needy. You still want more. When he's just giving you your time, he's showing you, babe, you really need your time. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be over here. If you need me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in my brother's house. We're going to be playing dominoes, cards, space, whatever. You know what I'm saying? In this situation, it's like, but knowing that she reacts that way, he don't go. Why are you doing that? That's my question. Like, why? I understand you married and you love your wife, whatever, but it's like you losing you, like you forgetting, like, why does that change? And I think that's why I asked Houston Reed a question, because these guys been married for like 20, 30 years. It's like, things change. Your sex drive slows down as you get older. Your hormones slow down when you get older. So it's like the men is saying that we cannot win without losing because she always going to find something. She always going to figure out something. She going to think and assume something. And it ain't even the case. I'm just chilling. For real. So why are we doing it? Why as women, some women are so needy and selfish to the fact that they dude is like forgetting who they are, or the women is forgetting who they are. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I think it's just a woman themselves. It's some of the outside influences. You know, you come on TV and they say stuff so many times. After hearing something in your ear so many times, it's going to influence your way of thinking. If they friends around them saying something a certain way, that's close to their situation, and they say something, they tend to change their frame of mind. So that's a key reason. That's not necessarily the woman, because, yes, people change throughout the years, but sometimes it's not really just all them. It's the outside influences that's influencing the what's going on inside the relationship, or in this case, the marriage.
And that's why I understand where Rodney is coming from, because, okay, babe, we're going to do something this day, and then I'm going to do something with my partners on this day or whatever. And that's cool. That's compromising. He's not forgetting about you at all. He's putting in that time with you. And that's why I understand. I appreciate you, Rodney, for, like, you know, calling in and saying it. Like, I understand what it means to compromise. And I also know what it means to make sacrifices with your significant other. But in the case of, like, he's doing for you and just wanting his me time, like, come on. Like, that's just ridiculous. Or she want her me time, and it's just like, really? Well, I don't think dudes be tripping. That's the same part of the woman to do it. I don't know if you mean to do it, but...
It's some men that do it. They real jealous. They real jealous. Like,
they like to be controlled of their wife and some of those abusive type of guys. Yeah, they just have the ones that be on a, oh, no, yeah, you got to make sure you can't have too much me time. What you do, or they let her have me time, they checking in on her every 5 fucking minutes.
Somebody's phone was going the most just now. I'm sorry. Continue.
But nah, I think it's because they every 5, like, you know, some of them ones is like that, too, that's real jealous. They're the ones calling every 5 minutes. Text every 5 minutes, see what you, baby, what y'all doing now? Okay, cool, man. I miss you, baby. It's like cute. That it's kind of cute that you miss her, but it gets to a certain point that, oh, man, like, it's like sounding kind of crazy. Like, it sounds like something that's going to happen on a Lifetime movie. So, I don't know, man.
I like to text when you're not around because I'm not a big talking person unless it's really, really something juicy to talk about. Because I've always been the type of person to live in my head. But I like to text. And I expect you to text me back and to talk to me. And I do get mad when you're too busy to talk. And I be like, oh, you little bastard. Okay, cool, whatever. You know, which I know is not right, but that's just me. I feel like when I'm ready to talk, you just stop what you're doing because normally I don't talk. So be happy that I am, you know. Yeah.
Even well, I know this kind of skews quite away from the fuel full thing, but it's still kind of on topic. Like what she's saying now about like texting, like it gets on my nerves. Like with people, especially when you kind of have the same schedule every day, and then they know you preoccupied to where you can't really give them full attention, and when they get mad, mm-hmm. you don't text them back and stuff like. For instance, it happened today, but it's happened before when people get mad, get calling you, you're doing the radio show, and they complain that you're not answering the phone. Like, that's stupid. Like, you know what I do every mm-hmm. day from the same time. If you haven't figured it out, that's it goes back to being to compromising or just being selfish. You're not paying attention very well, because if you paid attention, you wouldn't get mad at the fact that I didn't text you back when you know what I'm doing at that time every time. So I just, you know, my question on that is, too, for all the other people, does that drive y'all nuts? When, you know, do you have that type of situation, too? Yourself, like, you chilling, and you doing something that you usually do at the same time almost every day, and then people get mad because you're not hitting them back up.
If I really need somebody to talk to and I reach out with you, you know what I'm saying, and I know your daily schedule, and I'm really, like, either frustrated or I really need someone to talk to and you're not really responding like I want you to, I will be upset. I mean, Angela do it all the time. Like, I text her, not last week because I know she was working, but it was, like, not too long ago, and I really was like, okay, what you doing? Like if she really wasn't, I was upset about it, but, I mean, it is what it is. But that's just me. If I'm really going through something and I really need to vent or something, I really want you to listen to me. And I want
Well, you have to say that. Like that. You can't be like, oh, nothing.
What's
you, know,
what you
bitch,
like,
I need to vent.
You got to tell her, you made it. Tell her no, she's going to want to know. Then she's going to talk. She's going to respond when you tell her that because she knows it. Okay, listen, Glamour fans, like, for real, callers, listen, I'm about to screenshot, and I'm about to put it on our page because she's trying to do me. She's trying to make it seem like I ain't mm-hmm. done. I'm going to have to show her. Don't play me. She's trying to
Did
play
you
me
really?
On sex, bro.
I really don't recall. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Of course you don't. You don't remember a lot of things. Really, we're not going to do it. That's just no real pleasure.
No, but for real.
I'm not going to notice. Yeah,
she's trying to play me in real life right now, guys. But for real, Glitz and Glamour family, don't believe the hype. If, you know, something's really bothering you and you need an ear, call Model Angela. She's here for you.
Don't let
Desi discourage you.
Especially like me, I'm making this over service announcement. Y'all know where I tell you a million times where I work. I cut my phone all the way off because I can't even have my phone on anyway because of the that I deal with healthcare and stuff. So I need y'all to get it together. Stop complaining because I'm not, because I got my phone off. That's common sense. Oh, like, oh, maybe.
Okay, but can you at least say,
that never came anybody's mind.
But can you shoot a text and say, okay, I can't talk right now, like, just real fast, like,
You can't even touch it. You can't even touch. If your phone is out because of HIPAA, like, where I work, we deal with because of HIPAA laws come into play. You pull that phone out, that's you. I've seen it happen. One of my sister's friends got, they just sitting next to me, got fired on the spot.
Okay, you
yes.
Can go to the restroom and just separate from the restroom. You go to the restroom and just say, I can't take my
nap. You go to the restroom, yeah, you go to the restroom, so of course that. You can use it like stuff like on your break or stuff, yeah, but if you're on the floor, you know, some people want you to hit them up all day. I keep my phone off on the floor because I want no temptation. For me to pull that phone out and get fired. So, no.
I'll be the main one trying to get fired. Well, I might ask to get fired because,
Have you ever had a job and you try to get fired and they'll never fire you? It's like you do all the work.
Man.
And they don't fire you.
Man.
Damn.
That last guy took them forever. I thought I'd never get that much.
Dang, I need a moment when I try to get fired. I come hours late. I eat. I don't take no calls and put the call center. I just do nothing. I'm pretty much a waste of fucking space collecting a free check, and then they still won't fire me. Like, what do I have to do? Gang bang somebody in here?
Gang bang, you know?
I was confused.
Please explain what you mean by gang bang, because I sure did.
Please.
You first said it, I took that the wrong way.
Oh, I meant beat the shit out of somebody. I wasn't talking about nothing sexual. I mean, like, literally, like, take a bag and beat the shit.
That, but
gang bang them violently. Is that better?
Yeah, all type of gangster.
Okay.
A lot of gangsterism. Hey, I got a question. Can I put something out there? I'm on 8%. Okay, check this out. I have a friend, right? This is not like, you know, the cliche, hey, I have a friend. No, this is actually a friend. I have a friend that has a fiance. They moved in with her parents, you know what I'm saying, her people, boom, you know, supposed to be a year. It's been 2 years now. If that isn't compromised, he's feeling like, hey, man, I don't know, man, what should I do, man, what should I do, man? That's compromised like a mug right there, 7%.
I'm not getting it. Why did they move in with her parents, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is he doing?
Oh, they saving bread for a new house. Like, they about to get a new house. Like, both.
Okay, you know, sometimes.
Okay, so why not?
Where if y'all want to be married, get you what the fuck you can afford.
Okay,
but
I'm not going to be
like, why not stay
with
you? No,
I'll
be realistic. How long are they going to stay there? Why was it you said they built a new house, right?
Nah, they looking for a new house now.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay,
It depends
on the timeline. How long are they going to be looking? You
no,
know, this is very, very short term. Like, hey, we here for a quick second, you know, and then once you find out from home, that makes sense, but come on, man, no.
Okay, first of all, that do not make sense. Like, Sadie, please, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, because
he's
ready to bounce. He ready to get his own spot. Like, he fed up. He like, man, I've been trying to work with you on this, you know what I'm saying? He's been ready to bounce. Like, he been getting into it with his with his brother-in-law and shit. Just you know what I'm saying? He ready to get a fuck up out of there.
Two months tops. 2 years?
That don't even make sense. First off, when you get engaged, what he should have did as a man, he should have made that foundation first for his family, because that's what they're trying to get to at that point, is a foundation for his family first.
Bullshit. Mm-hmm. They should have got what the fuck they could afford.
Girl, evidently he wanted an apartment. He wanted a house. That's foundation. He's trying to build something.
It would take 2 years, and he didn't figure something else out.
Girl, please, he's trying to live above his means.
If y'all cannot struggle together, y'all don't need to
be together. They could have took their income tax bills 2 years and got a rent house or something.
Yes, come the hell on. Yes,
that's ridiculous. That ain't no damn compromise. That's somebody that's too lazy.
2 years to get no damn rent house.
Girl, that's
like they ain't real at somebody's mama. I'm about to be engaged and get out of my mama.
Oh, ma'am.
I'm about to give you a ring and engage you, and I can't even fuck you without your silence.
Oh, no. Please. Girl, even if I could have
sex with my mom.
Really?
What everybody's so mad about? What happened? Go to bed, Riri. No, because I understand that they've been living up for 2 years, and I'm upset about that, too. But what was the anger in this whole situation?
It's the situation.
Yeah, the whole situation.
Can you explain
like
the situation one more time,
please? It was supposed to be a year. You know what I'm saying? It's turned into two. So, you know, that's what he's upset with. And then he's been getting into it with his brother-in-law.
They don't have to do nothing. Girl, please. Ain't no reason why they don't have no money. You don't even pay all the rent if y'all paying rent. Come on now. That's why, ladies that listen, please get a man in your life that know how to wear the drawers and take care of business and know how to take care of ability and take control on certain situations. Your friend, no, he don't sound too smart. He don't sound like he's really ready.
But he whack,
to me.
I'm
not going to say he whack, but
no,
no
whack,
that's
not
practice
not
for no man. Ain't no man. Why would a man propose and he not ready to, like, what are you doing? Like, you pissing me off, and I'm not even your woman.
A man only does what a woman allows.
And let me tell you something. I know, will tell him, no, babe, we not ready to get engaged until we can set the foundation. We not about to live in my mama's house. My mama's house. Girl, I'm not about to go to my mama's house.
She has took that ring, though.
Girl, please. Mm-hmm. Keep that ring. Anybody got time for that? Said it, you need to, anybody got time for that? Yeah.
I got you.
Ain't nobody got time for that. There you go.
Yeah, we need it, man. We got that topic back on strong.
I'm just saying.
Did we answer your friend's question? It be like that from time to time. I'm just saying, maybe y'all just ain't ready yet.
Maybe understand my mama house, though? What my mama saying? Girl, my mama not even understand that.
But then again, that's another
As a person doing all the compromising, you know, you got to get a little bit of a backbone, man. Be willing to say something, because if you keep, like I said, it's gonna build up an impulsive anger. The fact that he's gonna like get rich, and like, oh, well, thinking she's not let me do anything, or I'm gonna do what she wants to do. And he gonna lose. He gonna snap one day at the most minute thing for no freaking reason. So you gotta start saying something. You know, that's on either way you look at it, either the guy or the girl. You got to really start talking something, start speaking up.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's
real. Well, I hope they figure it out, because that's like some crazy stuff right there.
Now, I just had a brain for it. It was something. It was big too, and I forgot what it was. Oh well, it's gone. I know it was, man. I gotta look at something to remind us of what we're gonna say, y'all. Oh yes, it's like, again, the first day of spring is actually this week. That was what I was going to talk about, but I saw that, just realized it. First day of spring is this week, so I would say shout out to Texas and this bipolar weather, because it was cold as hell yesterday and it was 86 today. I don't understand. Man, what is wrong with Texas weather? Like, it's got to get together. Like, and everybody's going to get mad and say, well, man, global warming, you know, it's a conspiracy, man. Nah, ain't no conspiracy. It is what it is. And y'all, people fucking up the goddamn, fucking up the damn ozone and it's messing up the weather. Going out of whack. It's snowing in places they ain't never snowed at. I mean, if you did ask this a big conspiracy, you got to be the dumbest person I've ever met. Like, you got to, obviously, things correlate somehow, and you ain't picking it up all night to say. But I'm looking, dang, this is, yeah, so it's going to feel good here in DM Club. I'm looking at that. Dang, this doesn't make any sense. It was 88 today, this will be 67 tomorrow. This is crazy, man. I'm not feeling this. I'm not feeling this weather. I need it, because it's messing me up right now. Making my allergies act up. I'm not feeling it. What's up, Renato? I'll see you in the chat room. What's up, bro? I guess, does anybody have any other announcements to make? I thought I saw something on your thing earlier. You were talking about the last hour. You have something you were going to mention, Desi?
What happened? Wait, what happened? I'm sorry. What happened?
On your Facebook, I think it was on your Facebook or Instagram, you were saying the last hour you had something that you were going on, no?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Yes. Okay. Let me go to Instagram now and show you I'm not crazy. I'm not just, she got me sound like I'm just a crazy man not making no goddamn sense right now.
That was funny.
What you say?
I don't know what you're talking about.
In this last hour, we are carrying another reminder of, can you get a reminder of the topic? Okay, now I can see what it is. Never mind. I told you, I wasn't crazy. I was like, where did this come from? And now y'all see I'm not crazy. I'm just telling you what's up. Okay. Tomorrow show. God dang it! Tomorrow show we got another crazy interview.
last week, man, it was getting real. It was getting real on the show. Because every Wednesday is hump day on the show, and we play off of that hump day humping. So, yeah, see, it was crazy, man. The guest last week, man, she was going in. We do something called 90 moments of the week. And so, like, our guests, they always share some of the 90th moments they've ever done. And I hear some stuff on that show that, wow.
Like bomb in the butt.
They made my ears burn.
I just broke a nail.
Like, it was one of the bite. One of the top things it seems like everybody keeps doing now is having sex on the patio. That's like the number one answer. So, shout out to sex on the patio. That's crazy. Like in the middle of the day. Not like at night, in the middle of the day.
I mean, shit, it's your patio. Why not?
Either your patio and the apartment, though.
But it's your patio. I pay my rent, and if I want my you know, I want to do a little something on my patio, then feel free.
During the daylight, where you get, especially like you get those little apartments, like it's like in a courtyard type of setting, so everybody can see all your patio. You would do it right there, and there.
Absolutely. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with it. I'm just saying it's there is this dairy. It's like, some people are like, oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. So that's what I'm saying. It's like crazy because it's like, wow, like, you out and about. That means you just don't care. You're like, hey, I do what I want. Some people don't like to talk about shit and probably let alone do something like that.
Yeah. It's the excitement, but the fact that I might get caught by some little freaky behind a little kid is horny. The fact that they might see something or a maintenance man or something, yeah, it's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out to them people that get down on that patio, though. Shout out.
You gonna have the maintenance man come on there, trying to fix something every day. All your hair not working. Let me fix your hair real quick. Oh, did your sink fix it? Because you didn't have to fix it today, baby.
Yep. Julio, they're gonna be peeping, but that's all right though. Shout out to them people though, and shout out to Julio and the crew, the maintenance people at the apartment though.
Julio. And then another one I heard was, wow, someone had sex in the elevator. Not just in the elevator, but in the back of a crowded elevator.
Wow. There
were people in the elevator, and they were having sex in the back of the elevator.
That's just a discussion. Okay. I think I read that. Real nasty. That's why it's funny. I would have cussed them the fuck out and slapped them. Damn juices floating all around this tiny ass elevator. That's gross. Okay.
You try to press the button, so you go to floor number 5, and you somebody behind you doing the most. You know, you like, what? Hold on. I wonder what happened when it started clearing out. Because, you know, the more it clears out, the more people can see more. So that had to be crazy.
See, babe, she was on them tippy toes.
Oh, what you gonna be doing with the rappers be saying? Put your pennies to the side.
That is a mess. Ooh.
She kept it wearing like a skirt to work. You know, that's how it went down. Like a skirt to work. He said he told her, pull your pants inside. I'm going to pull some while I'm in the elevator. And then, bam, the rest is history. So,
That's hilarious. Now,
what do y'all have coming up this upcoming week?
This week, let's see what this week. I haven't got the date. I'm sorry. Am I doing something this weekend? No, I'm not doing nothing this weekend. Cause I'm trying to get my mind ready. For the next weekend, I'm going to Texas Relay. So I'm prepping
this
for that.
Next weekend, really?
Yes, not this weekend. It's 28th and 30th. That's Texas Relays weekend. Yes.
Oh, okay, the last Friday, the last weekend in the month. Okay.
Yep, it's for the go down. I'm turned up. I've been like, you know, I've been ready. I booked my room so long ago. You know, because I like, because you don't book your room quick enough, you don't get the spot you want, and you don't get it for the price you want. I'm one of them people I watch really good. I'm like, hey. And you people like to find stuff, booking.com, and I'm mentioning them just because they do cut a check, so I'm going to go ahead and say that. And be smart, I'm going to tell people that go on there, sign up for that affiliate program. You're going to use the site, you might as well get paid for it too, so it's awesome. And it's free to do, so do that. But booking.com, I use that to book my rooms. And, man, I'm telling you, it's cool because you can, like, book your room ahead of time, and you ain't got to pay for it to the day of. So that way you can lock in a good price. But if you don't have the money necessary that day, you can have it like, hey, let me book it now and wait later. So that's a perfect – I love it. It's like, hey, get the room I want now and get it for the price I want. And, hell, I had the money when it comes. And it kind of gives you time, it gives you a little leeway to kind of hang on to the frame a little bit longer. So, yes, it's going down.
Okay.
And Angela, are you going to be there?
I definitely will not.
You will not be there? Yes, sir.
I hate that
you were there last week. You were there last time, last week. And I missed Angela.
I was
there
what?
Last year, y'all.
I was where?
Yes. I thought you said you were there for like
been
a,
to
you,
Texas Relay
you were
since
like
2009. Yeah, I ain't been here. I have not been to the Relay since 2009, and I do not plan on going ever again in my life.
Hey, what happened to your mind like that? What crazy thing happened?
It's just too many people. I don't like a whole lot of traffic and a whole lot of people. I don't like that. My nerves are too bad. My patience is too short. My nerves are too bad. I'm easily irritable. What?
But is it South by Southwest like that too?
South by Southwest is like that on the last weekend. I was there Sunday and Monday, the first weekend during the film festival. It's not as many people.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Plus, I was getting paid. That makes a lot of difference in the situation.
Yes, it does. All right.
But no, I do not attend fucking Texas Relays. Yeah, don't nobody even go to watch the relays no more. Now it's a whole
shit.
I'm saying,
to watch the race. I go there and help host parties and then get my and then once the weekend's over, I hit my ass right back to Fort Worth. So. Yeah,
simple
as that. And I guess that's the reason why you went to South by Southwest. That's the main reason I go to Texas Relays, because usually I'm doing something. It's not like, hey, I'm just at the relays. It's like usually end up tying something with me to do, and I get there, so I got something to do. That's a bad thing. I have a heart of like going on vacation and just enjoying vacation. I was wanting to turn into some work related thing.
Yeah, buddy.
Desi?
I don't have anything planned. Nothing. But y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at dimp87.
Okay. She probably. I know what she's gonna do. She's making up a second DJ. Houston, what you got going on?
Just working, you know. Man, I got written up today. That's some bullshit. But you know, working, trying to find another job, finding another new job. taking my baby to the carnival. And
look, he 9 months. Who's the first baby to come?
Houston go eat all the junk, okay? Just for that summer, we go out, go to eat, so we can go eat together. And then y'all can follow me for friend request me on Facebook, Houston, last name I am. My Twitter is Houston_RiRi, R-E-R-E. It might be R-I-R-I, but if not, try to E. It's not that hard. And then Instagram is GangstaWife, GangstaWife. And I'm going to fix my name, just not yet. So, you know, thanks you guys for listening. Please follow me. I may or may not follow back. I will on Instagram. Facebook, I'm not too sure. Well, I might accept y'all. As long as you ain't doing too extra, then I'll keep you. But, again, thank you guys for listening. And continue. Who's next?
As for me, Model Angela, I have absolutely nothing going on. I feel
really?
To be a waste of life this week.
That's
I doubt
today.
If it actually happens, but I plan on it. Yeah, that's about it. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at I Am Model Angela. And my name is probably changing soon. So, yeah. But that's it.
All
right.
Y'all heard it all here, man. Make sure y'all check out all the shows. I'll shout to Sly Cooby. We'll make sure we give him a general copy of Healing Canvas. So be on the lookout for that, bro. We out, y'all. Check you out next week, next Tuesday, same time, same place. Listen, Glenn, we out.